do all in a perfect physical body. Do all in a perfect physical body. What more could we ask of life and of experiences that we are having than to do all in a perfect physical body? Our perfect physical body is divine in every wonderful way. Our perfect physical body does everything we ask of it. Our perfect physical body reveals to us all of the magic, all of the wonder, all of the goodness that a physical body is. But a physical body is whatever we name it, whatever we call upon it, whatever we desire it to be. That's our physical body. Now, what is your physical body? What sort of thing are you asking of your physical body? What sort of thing are you asking of your life? How are you asking that your life be lived? How are you asking that your world be revealed to you? How are you asking that everything that comes into your universe is exactly the way you want it to be? How are you asking that? Are you asking that by saying, I do not feel well, I'm not happy, my world is bad, I have all these illnesses, I have all these unhappinesses? The more we protest about them, the more we embolden them to be expressed in our body. As a man thinketh in his heart, no matter how we look at it, how we think in our heart, that is how we experience life. How are we going to be taking the opportunity to take responsibility to have this perfect physical body? The perfect physical body is here. It exists. It always was and always will be here. The perfect physical body is doing all the things we wanted to do so wonderfully, so perfectly, so beautifully, so fantastically, that it's sometimes hard to believe. But we've often said, look at your body. Could you consciously create your body the way it appears to be? Eyes, ears, nose, legs, arms, mind, brain, all these things. With your physical body, with your mind, could you create such a vehicle as your body is for you? Well, yes, you are doing it. And you are also decreating it. You are creating it away from that which it is. Now, why anyone would want to create their body away from that which it is beyond any imagination. But it is done by so many people. How do you want to create your body as the ideal body that makes sense to you? I do all in my perfect physical body. I live in my perfect physical body. I speak in my perfect physical body. I act in my perfect physical body. I call forth everything in my perfect physical body. But in doing this, am I always certain that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart are consistent in what I choose to experience in my life? Am I always aware of that? Or do I sometimes look at appearances, look at the world about me, look at the things that are going on and say, oh, that is not too good. That is not too wonderful. That is not really what I want. And if that is what I look at, and if that is what I see, and if that is what I have in my world, then you can be sure that is exactly what I'm going to know and be every time I turn around. I do all in my perfect physical body. Is my physical body perfect? If I think it is not, then it is not. If I think it is, then it is. But the appearances sometimes belie that. The appearances sometimes say that the body is not perfect. The appearances sometimes say that the body has problems. The body has limitations. The body has these things. Well, all right. If we have a car, and our car has limitations, so we want to improve our car. We can get a new car, all upgraded already, or we can put better tires on our car. We can put better gasoline in our car. We can put better oil in our car. We can tighten up our bolts and nuts in our car to make our car a little more sound. We can do all sorts of things. And then, when it comes to another point, and we say, oh, that dirty, dusty, bent up old thing, we can go to the body shop and say, body shop, restore my car to its original purity and integrity. And the body shop will say, love it, oh, I love it, I love it, because it gives them a little bit to do. But they don't say they can't do it. They don't say, we won't do it. They don't say, there's no way. They say, love it, because it costs a buck. Now, what about our body? I do all in my perfect physical body. Can I take my body to the auto body shop and have it completely overhauled? Well, the day is coming that they will be physically doing that. They're thinking of replacing brains and replacing organs and replacing all things in the body. Who knows? One day we may come along and take out the consciousness and put it in a brand new body. A brand new body that is built just for immortality. Now, we don't have to do that. We have that body that's built for immortality right now inside of us. We have that body that we can take to our personal body shop and have it completely readdressed. We have the ability to take our body to our human body shop, to our perfect physical body shop, and do a job on it. Now, are they going to take the old and say that's what is? Or are they going to take the old and remove it or replace it or improve it? What is going to happen? All sorts of good little things are going to happen. And as these good little things happen, my body becomes more and more and more and more and more wonderful, more beautiful, more fantastic, more outstanding. This is the way it is. This is the way life is. This is the way you and I are. Now, are you ready to have this ideal body? Are you ready to have this perfect physical body in the physical body in which you and I live right now? Are we? Are we ready? Well, it's too good to be true. We cannot imagine it being so because it is so outrageously wonderful. And why not have it be outrageously wonderful? Why not this moment say, I live in my perfect physical body? Because we do. We do live in our perfect physical body. We may have a outpicturing of it being less than that. We may need to go to our human body shop or our auto body shop and have these things repaired and made right. We may have to do that, but is that what we really want to do? Is that how we want to make it done? We can do it. We can go in there and have all sorts of wonderful things done by the scientists, by new lungs and new heart and all that stuff. Or we can mentally work with our bodies and say, I do all in my perfect physical body. And then we start calling every part of our physical body. Instead of needing repair or needing upgrading, we say it is now whole and perfect. We say it is now ideal, it is now wonderful, it is now fantastic, it is now great, and it is now real. Right now. We say that right now because that is the truth about us. Now, is that the truth about you? Are you willing to pay the price? And it is quite a price. Because you're changing your attitude from believing in appearances to realizing that you live in a perfect physical body, that you're revealing your perfect physical body. You're returning to your original purity of and integrity of your perfect physical body because it is there. It is there. It requires our attention. We have to go to the body shop. We have to pay them money. We have to give them our body to work on. And while they're working on our body, we don't have the use of our body, so we have to take a nap or we have to take a holiday. But when we come back, the body shop has completely altered our body to its original purity and integrity. You and I go to our mental body shops. We go to our mental caretaking places and we say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I do all in my perfect physical body. And we start doing our homework. We can do it from our bed, from our sitting out in the field. We can do it from anywhere we like. But we say, I am all now, perfect and whole. Now, the question is, am I? Are you? Are we? Is each individual in the world willing to pay the price? Are we willing to pay what the auto body shop requires to have the work done? Are we willing to pay what our original purity and integrity demands of us to experience our original purity and integrity? What we have to pay is one-pointedness, self-discipline, leading to our original purity and integrity, leading to how we were created and why we were created that way, to be always perfect in every way. If you're ready to pay the price, if you're ready to give it the moment that it demands and the integrity that it demands, I do all in my perfect physical body. If you realize that the auto body shop in you, the physical body shop in you, requires that every thought you have about your body, about yourself, about your life, about your world, is whole and perfect. And if you're ready for that, then it's ready for you. It's ready for you to enjoy. It's ready for you to have. It's ready for you to experience right now. Not later. It doesn't need to take more than an instant, just sort of changing our thought. If you want to, give it 2 instants. If you want, work on it until you change your attitude about yourself. And when you change your mental attitude about yourself, then your physical attitude will respond in like, and it will be the expression of the ideal that you are. You'll return to your original purity and integrity. You will be that which you already are. And you will be it not tomorrow, not in another lifetime, but right now. Right now, this instant. But that means letting go of the imagery of thinking that you're not and knowing that you are. Can you do that? Do you have the ability to do that? Do you have the strength to do that? Do you have the willingness and the awareness to do that? If you do, then it is yours. And you can say, I do all in my perfect physical body. And keep saying that, and knowing that, and revealing 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 that. And revealing that.